Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
We've gone through a lot of guests, and they want me now to put it in the overdrive, so we're going to go through a lot very quickly, starting now. Tomorrow I'll be back in the studio for the last day, just myself and Nicole, starting at 1 o'clock, but we're going to put this in overdrive with our guests now and move through them, they tell me, very quickly so we can get a lot on. Here we go. Welcome.
Mike, Coach Fossil here.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Well, congratulations on a wonderful career you had.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you.
Hey, you know what? We started out doing a radio show, and you ended up with NBC. We did the TV show, and Mike, I got to tell you, you're a great person. You're a great friend of mine, but you gave me some great advice while I was a head coach there at the Giants.
Well, you know what? That's a story I've never told, but you know what? You're the one who pulled it off, so thanks very much. But you know what? That was a great year for you, a great run to the Super Bowl, and it worked out really well. Just came up one game short of winning the whole thing.
Well, there's the good and the bad of all
seasons.
And, but I got a picture of you and I and the NBC crew down at the Super Bowl.
I remember that.
Prize position.
I remember. Yeah. And I remember when we did the, with you and your buddy Brian Billick, who's on my show a lot now, he was on as a guest that day. Remember, he was there too. So I had both coaches in there that day before the game.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a good time. Good times. But, so what are you going to call it quits? What are you going to do?
We'll find something to do, but we'll save that for another day. But we'll find something to do. But, we'll step away from this and see what happens. But, again, thanks for all your help. And it was a pleasure having you in town. And I wish you luck. And I see your son coaching and doing well. So you have to be very proud of that.
Yeah, I am. I'm very proud of the job he's doing. And he's had a lot of fun. And he gets a lot of good press. He's done a great job with the special teams.
Sure has. Thank you very much, Jim.
Okay, Mike.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
Jim Fossil, who took the Giants to a Super Bowl, obviously, against the Ravens. Next guest, welcome.
Hey, how are you doing, Mike? This is Bernie Williams.
Bernie. That's it. Nice to talk to you, Bernie. Welcome. How is everything?
Everything is well, man. I'm doing really well. I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for a great career. Thank you for being my fan. I was of yours. And wishing you all the best for you and your family after.
Thank you, Bernie.
Going to the next step of your life. And in the meantime, while you decide, I think you pretty much know what you're going to do. But in the meantime, you have, free pass to any of my concerts.
Absolutely. And you guys did a great job at the Tiller Center. I mean, the people loved you. You did a great job. Your band's terrific. And all you did a great job that night. You really did. You did a wonderful job. You're a big part of the show. We thank you guys for coming in. And I tell you, that band that day came in there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and rehearsed for hours and hours. I mean, you guys put a lot of work in. You did a great job. Thank you, Bernie.
Yeah, they were very excited. Richie, Kanata, and the guys. That's all that, we talked about for weeks, prior. I know we had a couple meetings, going through the music and stuff, and they came in early. They're great, great guys, and I'm very proud to be part of that band.
Well, yeah, that's your band. It's your band. You're doing a great job with it. Congratulations, and again, thanks for always being a part of the show, and, I'll see you soon, but it's a pleasure for you to call, and again, thanks for being part of that night in the Tiller Center. Very much appreciated.
Absolutely, man. A pleasure. Take care.
Thank you, Bernie. Bernie Williams, one of my all-time favorites, of course. We go from Bernie to our next guest.
Mike, you and I have come a long way in the 30 years when you were on with Ed Coleman and used to get up and walk out of the studio and not listen to my Yankee report.
I never did that.
You did. And Eddie used to tell me that, and I'd say, why doesn't he like me? Why doesn't he want to listen to me?
I always liked you. That's not true. You're like family to me. What are you kidding me?
Well, I am now. This is the greatest show, by the way. I'm having the greatest time of all time. This is the greatest show. I want to thank you for everything. There are a couple of things you taught me that you don't even know. Years and years ago, we were still in the old stadium, and they had the old phones on the wall where I used to hang up on Dog all the time. You asked me a question, and it was about Boggs, and I don't remember what it was. And I said on the air, I don't know. And you laid into me, well, what do you mean you don't know? You sounded like George. What do you mean you don't know? Then why are you there? And I walked back into the locker room, and they had all heard it. And because they used to play you on the radio, they didn't have the TV stuff going then. And they used to play it, and they all heard it. And Wade Boggs said to me, next time the answer is, I don't know, but I'll find out. And I have used that. It's got to be 25 years since that happened.
Well, you know what? That's nice. But you know what? You've done an unbelievable job, first of all. And Susan is never far from me. And during the season, she has a running dialogue with me during the game. So she texts me during the games all the time. It's like, can you believe this play? Can you believe that? Can you believe this? I have a running commentary from the broadcast booth the entire year from Susan.
So, you know, this is amazing. There's a couple of things that people don't know about Mike, and Mike's going to get mad that I'm going to tell this story.
Don't you go ahead.
Mike's always been really good to me personally. Let's put it this way. You know, when you were a kid and somebody said to you, if you could pick one person in the world to be in a foxhole with, who would it be? I'm telling everybody out there now, if you've got the chance to be in a foxhole with Mike Francesa, he will always take care of you and you'll always be okay.
Oh, that's nice, Susan. Thank you. That's very nice. And
thanks,
you know
Mike.
What? You are like family, so thank you for coming on. I appreciate
it. And we'll
it
talk soon.
Much.
And Ro, feel
okay.
better. I know she's
yes.
listening.
Thank you. She
okay,
is.
Mike.
So thank
talk
you.
To you
thank
soon.
You, Susan. Susan's really, she's a very sweet lady. She really is. And she's obviously been part of the fabric of the station since the beginning. And she is very close to me. She really is. I hear from her all the time. And she's very close to my wife and kids. She's very close to everybody in the family. Another guest coming up. Welcome.
Mike, you were on my television show yesterday, and you told me I'll start being good in this industry when I stop being such a Mike Francesa fan.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said, Schrager. I said you'll be better when you stop being a fan. That's all. You're already good. You'll be better, but you're already doing a good job. And I tell you something. Here's how I know the show's doing okay, because I got reaction from people from being on that show yesterday, and that's always the criteria if the show is doing okay, is if people hear you and react to it, which means they know the show's there. So that's a good deal that people reacted, and I heard from people about the show yesterday morning in different places. Even this morning I heard it. So from that standpoint, that's a very good sign for your show, and I very much appreciated the hospitality yesterday from you, and more even from the others, because they don't really know me that well. So you do, and they did a great job. So it was a lot of fun being there. It was a fun segment. I enjoyed it.
Mike, it is such an honor to be on the show, and I'll say this, you know I'm a huge fan of yours, and you've done a ton for my career, even the few years I've been coming on the show, and it's instant credibility when I'm with you, but I speak as a fan, dude. I grew up listening to you. I speak for Bruce from Bayside, Short Al, Jerome from Manhattan. I'm getting emotional saying goodbye to you, because you were a big part of my life growing up, man, listening to you
in those afternoons.
So good
thank
luck
you.
And best to all you, and I hope this is
thank
not the
you.
End for
good
hearing
luck.
You on the airwaves.
Continued success, although you don't need it. You're doing very well, but thank you very much. Peter Schrager, obviously, who's been on the show all the time this year, done a terrific job. He's a good NFL reporter, and he's going to be a big player in the NFL going forward, no question. All right, next guest is... Welcome.
Hello, Mike.
Yes.
Hi, Tim McCarver here.
Tim, how are you? Wow, the whole audience
fine.
Just went, whoa. Nice to talk to you,
I'm not going to get emotional here, but, but I have known you for a long time, and
yes,
congratulations on a remarkable show and career.
Thank you, Tim, very much. You were always a big part of it, and coming from you, it means a lot. It really does, since you have had a remarkable broadcasting career in your own right. So I thank you very much. And again, you were a big – Doug and I loved having you on the show all the time. It was always a pleasure. You're always on with us. You're always very accessible, and we appreciate it. And you were always a very, very big part of this show. You know, you, guys like you and John Madden, you know, people at the top of the industry who were always a big part of our show, it meant a lot to the show. It really did.
Yeah, you know, whenever I talked to Mike Francesa, I knew it was the postseason, and that's why when you know, when I think of you, I think of the postseason, and all the postseasons I did 24 World Series, and I spoke with you, I think, during every one of them.
I think so too.
I can't remember one that I missed.
That's it. And we're lucky enough to have you, because you were as good as this as anybody's ever been, Tim. You've made the transition, and it was good. You became the really the standard for someone who's going to make the transition from a player to a broadcaster. So you set the mark, and a lot of guys have had to try to follow it, which wasn't easy, no question.
As a matter of fact, I'm doing some Cardinal games now, and I don't know whether I'll get it or not, but in my schedule, I'm doing about 35 games next year, and the Cardinals open at Citi Field on the 29th on the 29th of March. So I look forward to getting back to New York. It's always fun. It's always coming into Citi Field or Yankee Stadium or what have you. And I love my time during New York. It was a long, long time. 20 years I broadcast there for the Mets and the Yankees. So
no question. And they loved having you. And again, thanks for taking the time to come on the show. And thank you for being a part of the show all those many years with Dog and myself. So thank you.
I loved it, Mike. Thank you very
much.
Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Bye.
The legendary Tim McCarver. We go from Tim to our next guest, who is?
Mike, it's Ralph Edwards, and this is your life. No. 25 years ago, Michael, I ran the board on the Mike and the Mad Dog show.
Yes, you did.
Although,
whatever happened to you? Whatever happened to you?
I told people I was the associate producer of the program. 1992.
Well, you might have been. Yes.
1992 was one of the most rewarding years of my career. I was part of the family, albeit a highly dysfunctional family, but I was a part of it.
It was like the Manson family is what it was like.
Huh? It was. You know, and I got out.
Yes, you did. You got out. You got out alive. And we're talking, of course, with Ian Eagle, who went on from being our board op for about 15 minutes. Ian, this is how Ian went. I'm going to be a board op until about Tuesday. Then I'm going to take a job. So, you know, that was basically it. We say Ian was our board op. He was our board op for like a week. All right. Then he was on to his first gig. First of many. But the bird, as I call him, and Dog calls him his little brother. I mean, he's that's his little brother. But Ian has been a big part of the Mike and Amanda crew for a generation, and now he's obviously one of the better broadcasters in America. You see him with Dan Fouts and all the different places, basketball and everything else. So he's gone on to this illustrious career. But thank you, Ian, for coming on and for being part of the family.
Mike, thank you for believing in me. Thank you for encouraging me. 1994. I was offered the Nets play-by-play job, and you told me it was a tremendous opportunity, that I would do really well at it. And then I told Dog about it, and he said, it's going to be a career ender for you.
Yeah. It's amazing how much he's wrong. It's amazing. It really is.
Michael, thank you, truly,
thanks.
From the bottom
thanks.
Of my heart, for everything.
Thanks, Ian, very much.
You're the best.
All right, we go from Ian. All right, so, wow, let's welcome in. Now we go from Ian, who was our board op, to a guy who had a little to do with our career, Don Imus, everybody, folks. So welcome, Imus. How are you?
I don't know, baby.
Nice. Did you make it to Pennsylvania? You made it to Pensacola, huh?
My kid is graduating from flight school tomorrow. He's a Navy aviator. And so, I said to the travel agent, I said, put me in the nicest hotel in the Pensacola. She said, yeah, we can do that. I got a place here where you can't take your shoes off. And I'm just making this call, and then I'm going to find some place to stay. I had to kick a bug out of the doorway just to get in here.
Don, just go back and sleep in the plane. I mean, you got a big enough plane. I mean, you got your own plane.
That's
true. Go sleep in that. You don't have to worry about it. What'd you expect?
Anyway,
were you looking for the, wait, Don, let's see. Maybe you thought you were going to be in the Four Seasons Pensacola. Is that what you were looking for?
That's what I was looking for. You know I am. Anyway, congratulations, Mike. You know I love you. You've had a great career.
Thank you, Don.
A good way to go out. We were talking this morning.
Yep.
And we were talking once you were off the air, Rob and I were talking about all the fun we used to have. And I was sitting back there jacked up on OxyContin. And I had my gun threatening to kill everybody. And, oh, God, you were a lot of fun, baby. So,
Don, that was great. I wish we had tapes of those shows. You know that? Those shows were unbelievable when we sit back there and just kill everybody. And then Don
I
would be back there.
I'll always remember the rest of my life, you and Dog, how loyal you were to me. And there's nothing I would. Well, there's a lot of stuff I wouldn't do, but there's a lot of stuff I would do too for you. So.
Well,
but
listen,
I appreciate all that.
I'm serious now. As we finish this, and we can sit here and kid, but without Don Imus, I've said this many times. There's no Mike and the Mad Dog. There's no FAN, and there is no. Any of this stuff. So without you, none of it would have happened. That thing would have lasted a year and a half and would have folded like a cheap suit. So without you there to make everything work, and it's no coincidence that Dog and I both came through the show, and your promotion of the station and us is why we got really had the success that we had early on. And again, couldn't be more thankful. Nobody's more instrumental in my career, Dogs, or anybody else than you. You were unbelievable. A big part of it. None of it would have happened for fan or anything else without you.
That's very nice of you. And of course, if it weren't for Wolfman Jack and Robert W. Morgan, I wouldn't have a career.
Listen,
first, baby.
Don, so listen, it's twice in one day, Don. You know you're gonna miss me now after this. You know you're not gonna want to go so long without speaking to me again after twice in one day. You know you're gonna get used to me again.
Well, yeah, I mean, all I have are good thoughts and good memories. I want to wish you a lot of luck. I know where I saw you on the NFL Network. I thought you looked great.
Oh, thanks.
On TV, so, I mean, who knows?
Hey, listen, thanks very much for everything. Again, my best to your family. I know Wyatt's doing great. My best to Deirdre. She looks great. I saw her recently. She looks unbelievable. So tell her I said hello. Congratulations on everything down there in Pensacola. And again, thanks for coming on. And I really mean it, Don. Without you, we were all sitting here. Joel Holland is here. Cherney, everybody. Without you, none of this happens. It really is. You were the foundation for all of it.
Thank you, baby. Congratulations.
Thank you, Don, very much. Thank you, Don Imus. And that is a fact, folks. That's not even overstating it one bit. The fan would have absolutely, as Joel will tell you right there, would have gone out of business without Imus. There's no question. It was bleeding red ink like crazy. It was people ready to pull the plug, and then they went and got Don Imus and moved the signal, and then all of a sudden off that comes Mike and the Mad Dog and other things, and the station becomes one of the biggest successes in the history of radio. Never would have got off the ground without Imus, and I say this all the time. I learned more. How did you learn your craft? I learned my craft by sitting in the studio every morning and watching Dynamis work, and that's how I learned how to do this right. And I learned from the best guy ever. So anything that I learned in this business, as far as the ability to run a show, I learned from him. So I learned from the best. Back after this.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Fielhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.